There was no noise, and it wasn't that high up, and it was going from east to west instead of to or from SeaTac.
I see. It looked like it had two headlights?
Yeah. At first I thought they might be landing lights and stuff, but when I went over, it looked kind of had a funny shape. I couldn't quite make out the shape.
It's kind of triangular
oval-like. My wife said it was kind of a triangle. It didn't quite go to a point, but she said it was kind of a reminder of a rounded-off triangle.
I see. About what time did this happen?
About 5 minutes ago.
That'd be about 7:45.
Yeah, and it was going east to west, and about 75th and Aurora is where we spotted it. And some other people looked too, but I don't know if they'll, you know, look, call or not.
Uh-huh. Were you in the car at the time?
No, we were coming out of the store, and my wife looked up and saw something, and she goes, "Wow, what the heck's that?" And it seemed kind of funny because I didn't hear any airplane motors, and I didn't hear any jet exhaust.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of freaky.
About just how long were you watching it?
We watched it for about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, and then when it kind of got out of vision from, you know, the top of the building, blocked it off, we walked out into the parking lot and looked, and it was gone.
Uh-huh. Was this thing carrying any colored lights other than the two bright ones?
There was a blue, not a blue, but a red.
And what that went underneath looked kind of like they were pale, opaque.
My wife said the ones underneath kind of looked like they were pale, oblique, or kind of a pale blue.
Uh-huh.
Almost white. It was pale and it had four red lights.
And it had four red lights.
Four red lights, okay.
Am I nuts or does that sound like something else you've had before?
No, it's, you say it's triangular shaped?
I saw lights going all the way around it.
My wife said she saw lights going all the way around it. I couldn't make it out quite that clear myself. I was kind of a little stunned. The red lights were moving around?
Airplane red lights.
Oh, yeah, airplane red lights kind of flash around, don't they?
The strobe light flashes, but the
colored
lights...
These weren't even flashing at all. They were just steady red.
Steady red all the way around.
No, there's how many? Four?
I think
my wife said she thinks there was four red ones, and there was a bunch of them going around the bottom of it, you know, kind of in the shape of the craft, that were kind of a light blue, almost white.
Okay, and what do you figure the shape was again?
Kind of a rounded triangular shape.
Okay.
With the corners rounded. And it looked to be about, three-quarters of a mile up, maybe a mile up, something like that.
Kind of noisy out there. Could you hear any sound?
Well, there wasn't. There was a stoplight up there, and there wasn't any cars going by at the time.
I see.
That's why, because I really listened.
Uh-huh. Okay, can I have your name, sir?
Sure. Jeff.
Okay, how'd you happen to get our number?
My wife's brother... We witnessed a UFO sighting up in Camino Island a while back.
Oh.
And we tried getting information, and they didn't have it, so we called him.
Oh, great.
Ted.
Oh, yes, I remember that report.
I don't think he said anything about any pale blue lights or anything like that, though. My wife said she thinks it might have been the same type of craft, but
uh-huh.
I don't know. I never saw the one that Ted saw.
Okay, if we get any further information on this, we'll let you know.
Would you please?
Yes, we will.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling.